The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here Monday.
Yes, it is.
The 27th. Yeah, I needed to turn around.
Wow, it's hard to believe, huh?
Who's in here looking at it sideways like that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe somebody was on the other side. You know, we have all these different groups that come in on the weekend.
We have 100 shows over the weekend. Just exaggerating there. Hey, but it's 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
And National what day?
Well, there's a couple of interesting ones. It's National Spanish Paella Day. And I
paella.
Don't know.
Oh, my God.
Paella Day.
Okay, call it paella because that's what we just donated along with the Hills for a remarkable sum to the Turtle Bay auction. You know, there was other people, you know, bid.
It was crazy.
Wonderful, and we love doing that. Carl makes a killer. He does make a killer paella.
I might use fresh.
Spelled P-A-E-L-L-A.
Yeah, I might even use fresh seafood this year.
Stop it. He's in there cooking for days on that.
It's also National Scribbling Day.
Scribbling?
Scribbling. So
okay,
just
so
for you.
Okay,
that's
me.
That's what I call.
That's how I write a letter, okay? Not everything's always about me, but I relate. You know?
You know what? And I'm not going to disagree with you.
No,
about
I didn't
that.
Have the nun slapping, you know, the ruler on my hand. So anybody who knows me knows when they get a thank you note. I really try. In fact, sometimes I have to throw out a couple pieces of stationery because I walk away and come back, and if I can't read it, then I know that it's a mess. How about you, Nathan? How's your penmanship?
Oh, not good. Not good. Hey, I work on computers.
Oh.
Nathan had lambs this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a lot of newborn little lambs.
He's got photos
baby.
Of them. Some of them had twins.
I bet you they smell good. I'm not kidding.
I don't think.
There's probably a little lamb smell. Just like a little puppy lick.
Is there a lamb smell?
There is, but I don't care for it.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. You know, it's very special.
Well, we
How wonderful.
We have Anne-Marie waiting for us, so what's the weather look
like? All right. Okay. Let's say, you know, I had to make sure, first of all, that this was correct because Liam, good old Liam, I love Liam, printed me out something the other day where I was reading along these lines, actually, and I thought, there's no way because later on I couldn't find the sheet. I went to my computer and it was just a little bit off. But this one is out of 4 Redding, California today. Increasing clouds with a high of 56 tonight. Breezy showers likely, then maybe snow with our overnight 31. We got to get out and put the blanket on the horse. That's how you do it now with our weather rock. Okay. Tuesday, snow, showers, and breezy, then high of 47 overnight, lows tomorrow night with 40. Wednesday calls for 80% chance of showers with a high of 49 overnight, lows of 32. And then Thursday, frost and mostly sunny with a high of 58 overnight, lows of 41. We have three lines here. Wind advisory, frost advisory, and winter storm warning. On Tuesday, snow showers before noon is what they're calling for, perhaps. You know, it's weather, so it changes all the time with these clouds. But anyway, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, out in Anderson. Senior veteran discounts available. It is a veteran-owned business. Speaking of somebody who talks about great things happening in the community along with veterans, on the phone we have
Anne-Marie. Good morning.
Good Monday morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
So what's happening this week?
Well, we have 5 great events to talk about that are happening this week alone. But first, if I may give a quick shout-out for the upcoming month of April as the month of the military child, highlighting the life and challenges military children face. To show your support for military children, wear purple during the month of April.
Every day.
And first up, we have Saturday, April 1st, families, this is geared more towards the younger set, but families can check out the Rev, Ramble, and Roar event at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Kids can see several impressive vehicles, including a fire truck, Reading Police Bearcat, California Highway Patrol motorcycles, a garbage truck, a fuel truck, a Humvee, a Whiskey Town Park Ranger truck, a skid steer, and a classic car from the 1930s. There will also be several vendors on site and activities for kids to take part in. That's this Saturday, April 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Library.
Excellent. What's okay. next?
Families can also check out the Reading Reptile and Aquatic Expo. And that's also on Saturday, April 1st and Sunday, April 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive. Tickets can be purchased online or at the door, and I will tell you, they are cheaper online. There will be numerous reptiles and vendors on site and some rescue groups. And if you're still feeling in the expo mood, you can check out the Reading Sportsman Expo, which will take place on April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. This two-day event will have over 100 vendors on site. The event hours run Saturday, 9 to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 to 4 p.m. General admission is $7 and $5 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are also free on Sunday.
We'll be giving some tickets out for that later on in the show and later on this week, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a great event. Okay, what else?
Well, that was perfect timing then.
Yes.
If you're feeling a bit crafty, check out the Spring Artisan Fair on March 31st and April 1st at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. Event hours are Friday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This event is being hosted by the American Legion Post 197 family. And our final event is a breakfast fundraiser on Saturday, April 1st from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the American Legion Post 746 in Cottonwood. You can enjoy eggs, potatoes, bacon, and your choice of toast, coffee, or juice. Tickets are only $10. And the event is being hosted by the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 746. And that is April 1st from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the American Legion Post in Cottonwood.
Whoa, a lot of things going on.
And if we have a wee bit of time left, I would like to give one final plug for an event happening this Saturday at Turtle Bay.
Sure.
And that is something we've already talked about, but this definitely hits my list. And there will be two artists featured from the art exhibit Honor, Courage, and Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975-2018. And that will be this Saturday, April 1st, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay in Reading. You can actually meet some of the artists. There will be two artists there, Mr. Charles Groh and Alex Durr.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well,
yeah,
thank
that's
you.
That's going to be a big event. So, well, thank you. My gosh, there's so many things going on.
Lots of events.
Yeah, one of the busiest weekends on the books, but next week is also a busy week.
All right, well, we'll get to hear about next week, too. Of course, Cool April Nights is coming up, and we also have Red Bluff Roundup happening in April, but this weekend is the beginning, and the end of the month, of course, is happening soon, and we thank you so much for joining us and giving us input. We are, as soon as we hang up, we're going to give a couple tickets away for this coming weekend Sportsman's Expo.
Awesome.
Thank you,
guys. I'll see everyone next week.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Okay. Hey, and just something else that's happening tomorrow night is the Taroko Asian Grill in Reading presents Hollywood Night, celebrating their one-year anniversary. It starts at 6:30 p.m. Your $30 ticket will include two drinks of either wine or beer, a professional photo op, small bites and plates to go around for everybody. That's tomorrow night. at 1710 Pine Street. They have a lot of parking right there, too. You don't have to worry about getting your apps out or anything. They're going to have prizes. Will be awarded to the best dress, and professional photos will be offered. Plus, entertainment by Linda Bott and Pat Karch.
This will be fun. I was going through my song list the other night and thinking of what, you know, and now that you're bringing it into the light, I'm thinking about, okay, what am I going to wear? It's Hollywood night. It's probably very red carpet. And it'll be beautiful just with a piano player.
I'm coming as John Wick.
As Clark Gable with that mustache of yours.
No, I'm coming as John Wick. So, anyway. Okay.
More on that when we get back. But anyway, join us tomorrow night. That should be a lot of fun. And, of course, I've been there. The food is really, really, I just got to say, the food is remarkable. It's wonderful. I love the stemware. I'm all about the stemware. Some of our friends have visited the other day. Where'd you get your glass? Love to collect stemware, so they have fabulous stemware to drink your wonderful wines from. And anyway, so just join us tomorrow night.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Taroko Asian Grill presents Hollywood Night. Our one-year anniversary event is here, and to celebrate, we're hosting a special red carpet event Tuesday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m. Your $30 ticket will include two drinks of either wine or beer, a professional photo op, small bites, and plates to go around for everyone. That's Tuesday, March 28th at Taroko Restaurant, 1710 Pine Street, Reading, with free easy parking. Prizes will be awarded to the best dressed, and at the end of the evening, professional photos will be offered. Taroko offers a diverse and unique fusion of Asian cuisines and Pan-Asian flavors. To purchase tickets online, just find us on Facebook, Taroko Reading, or call 530-255-8863. That's Taroko Asian Grill, one-year anniversary, red carpet event. Find us on Facebook, or call 530-255-8863.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play
among the stars. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio.
I think here. I have to
wait
sing
a minute.
That
did
tomorrow
I just
night.
Sit down mm-hmm. wrong here in yeah. the studios of KCNR 96.5
with a whoopee
FM,
cushion.
7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you BNT Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value of service and technology and TV for over 30 years. That's right. It's Doug Tooley. It's a better-known business. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call locally, 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH. He's got all types of specials and everything for you. It's BNT Satellite, local guy. Don't call the 800 number. Okay.
John Wick 4. Yes, we bought tickets.
We left the dinner room.
And we did attend. Well, first of all, you were supposed to go out of town. Here, let's just talk about it. Because the friends that are listening.
We were going out of town.
You were going to be going out of town. And
Santa Barbara.
Yes. To teach some classes and attend some functions with Ted. And at the last minute, it was canceled. So we had some home projects that we did, as well as decided at the last minute to go buy tickets. And at 11 o'clock show yesterday, go see John Wick. All right, so without giving anything away, I want to know how a human being can be that cracked up, beat up, smashed up, dropped from several feet in the air, hit by I don't know how many things,
cars,
and get up and walk into the next fight with all that energy and then fight 500 more people. I just want to know.
But he does limp. He limps. And Canal Reeves being such a great actor, you can just sense his agony and pain, as he gets up and, gets back into the fray.
I kind of was wondering, because I like we've seen all of them. Okay. We watched the franchise.
We have.
I kind of, the first one had a story. The second one was about the revenge of the puppy. Or that was the first one. But, I mean, where this one, did this have a plot?
Yes. You had to search. You had to search for it.
In between the gunfights.
In fact, when I read about it, the guy said, oh, no, the reason this was happening, so would there be some kind of plot? The plot is this.
John Wick is
turned loose again.
Yeah.
And
from A
I'm
to
not,
B.
I'm not going to give a. Okay, I'm not going to even tell you how it begins. Nothing.
But I'll tell you, as of this morning,
yeah.
$73.5 million. It's his biggest hit since the 2003 Matrix movies. Bigger than the last three John Wicks.
Opening
weekend.
Yeah. Now, Nathan, who's going to go see it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you just have to.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, I was trying to keep my clicker going to see how many people were shot, but I couldn't do it. My clicker burned up, and it melted. You've watched each one of them, too. And you said you looked it up, and you said it only cost $100 million to make it.
That's what the Internet say.
And I'm trying to figure out, because I was thinking, but when it gets right down to it, it's almost all people in action in different places in the world. So I don't know how much GCI is in it. But then again, how do you know anymore?
Well, I don't know if you can believe TikTok. But I recently saw something on TikTok about dogs. I don't, because I go to the Facebook reels and all of a sudden I get in and next thing I'm like, huh? It's 4 o'clock. What happened from 2 to 4? Anyway, I'm watching cats and dogs and, some positive messages. But anyway, so there was something about, I'm going to look it up because the last movie had Halle Berry and her dog and the dogs. And it said that she truly trained with those dogs.
Oh, she did.
And that there was only the GCI part. Most of it was real. Like when she bent over and the dogs would go up the wall and all that other stuff. When the dogs would chomp on a certain part of the body part, which was we saw in the other movie. That's, so yeah,
there is another Malwa in the movie. I can tell you that safely, and that's all we're going to say. Except this is the longest John Wick movie. It's almost 3 hours. You know,
I gotta take a nap afterwards. Yeah. I was so tired, exhausted after that movie, the adrenaline rush.
So, anyway, and there is no, I mean, it's not hard to figure out the movie.
Nope. Absolutely.
There is kind of a plot, but I'm going to let you figure it out. Nathan, when you go to see it, you come back and you tell me what the plot is, and I'll tell you if I think that's what the plot is and if that's what the director said or the writer. Anyway,
fair.
There are a lot of surprises in this one, though, just to let you know. Okay.
Well, let's talk about the snow. The total snowpack this winter for California's southern Sierra Nevada mountain range has hit 286% of normal, the highest since records began. So that's a pretty – I think the record set – the benchmark was set in 1969. Statewide, the snowpack is at 228% of normal, hovering near the record level set in the April 1st survey of 1952 at 237% of average. The level during the annual April 1st snow survey in 1983 was 227%. According to the University of California, Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab, the 2022/23 has been second snowiest on record, and it could surpass the record mark set in 1952 with more snow on the way, an upcoming atmospheric river that will be season's 13th.
Well, you know, today, as you said, it's supposed to be rain and possibility of snow.
It says breezy showers, likely then rain, then snow with overnight low of 31, and that's where it always makes me think
the horse gets her blankie.
Yes.
Now, on our chat room, in our chat room, if you're on our chat room, take a look. You can make the picture bigger, and Nathan's one of his ewes has got her twin baby lambs next to her. Yeah.
It's just nice
cute.
Yeah. It's nice to see. That's beautiful life.
It's springtime.
It really is.
Weather?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what is it? March comes in like a lamb and comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. Well, here's the lambs, but guess what? Keep them in because March Lion is still out.
When do you think that CDs, Nathan, because you're a music guy too, when do you think CDs actually came into public view or public?
I know that they were hitting like the average American's hands in like 96, but I feel like they probably started in like 90.
All right. Well, according to this particular article, CDs and compact disc players were first released in the U.S. and Europe, making playing LPs easier and virtually eliminating skips and scratchy sounds in 1983.
Wow.
So here's what I want to say about that.
Sounds like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, here's what I want to say about that. A box of chocolate. I grew up on LPs, and I always felt that the CDs had such a polished sound that I like to hear the grooves and the cracks. I love the sound of an LP. And according to one of the articles, I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me right now. I'm sure you could look it up quickly with everything that we have now at such speed access, is that the LPs were the highest selling form of music this year. So people are going into, I don't even know, you get them, record stores, Barnes & Noble, you can get LPs.
I've been seeing that. A lot of people buying wax.
Yeah. Buying wax, baby. That's not just for your surfboard.
Tomorrow at the Board of Supervisors meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning before the Board of Supervisors meeting, they're going to vote on the new county executive officer. If he's passed his background checks, it appears that Chris Street is going to be the new CEO.
Okay,
we'll have to interview him again. Yeah, after that, so we can talk more specifics about things he wants to see happen.
And take calls.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's now officially a public official.
Yeah, and of course there is the, he said on the show the last time he was on, last week, a couple weeks ago, that he would resign from the New California Movement. So,
well, there were a couple comments about that. You know,
Yeah.
That it you don't ask the hard questions, and I think that the fact is that when somebody comes on the first time, is that you want to be able to invite them into your home and do, you know, make them feel welcome and comfortable. And then now this is a position where he can come in and we can have like a list of questions that people have asked for us to ask him, and then have open call. He's in a position now, I think, that is speaks fairly. Now, also on this day in history, the U.S. Congress prohibited the importation of slaves in 1807.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a community bank. It truly is. Local board of directors, people you've known for years running the bank. It is a modern professional place to do your banking at. Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one in Anderson. They have been in the business for 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Good morning and welcome to our Monday show here on KCNR, the 27th of March. That's right, 7:34 in the morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and KCNR1460.com.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. I was just down there the other day, and he's just got a steady stream of cars lined up there that he can fix. Why? Because he can fix any chip or any crack over 2.5 feet in length, up to 2.5 feet in length. Let me put it that way. He guarantees his work. He's truly from the old school. He guarantees it for the life of your windshield. Yeah. If you're wondering about your windshield and those chips or maybe a small crack, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Car, truck, RV, take it down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business, and he's a great guy. Hey, we're here with John Testello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bond. Thank you for having me.
You?
I am fine, but I'm a little concerned about following the act I have to follow. We've got the John Wick show. And then I'm listening to Anne Marie talk about everything that's going on this weekend.
Man.
And I'm thinking she sucked all the air out.
Well,
there's nothing left for us to do.
No,
well, now she didn't even mention yours at Symphony, but we're going to.
You came in and now you've got all that air to be able to put back into the room about this fabulous thing happening at the Grange.
And I think, following Anne Marie, I think after all the events, people running around town doing all, they're going to be starving.
They are.
So they need to come down to the Reading Grange, a.k.a. the Sons of Italy Lodge, on Sunday, anytime between 1 and 6 o'clock, and get a great meal for a great cause. Spaghetti and meatballs, the way that we do it, you can't beat it.
No, and you do make the best spaghetti and meatballs in the county.
I agree, and many, many other people agree with you that have had them. So,
and such love goes into your Grange. Really, they feel like when you walk in, there's such pride. There really is pride in that room.
You know what? That building has a great history of weddings and reunions and great meals. And I think you hit it right on the head. When we put on a meal down there, whether it's the Sons of Italy or the Reading Grange, mostly the same people doing it, a lot of history, a lot of love. When we're cooking the meatballs, where it's sitting in the sauce, we said the meatballs are in there getting happy. And that's kind of like how we do things down there. We enjoy the work, the camaraderie, seeing the folks come in. And this is a great thing.
This is
we get a lot of kids coming in.
The meatballs are getting happy in the
sauce. Yeah. Remember we went to the Backcountry Horseman?
Yeah, did you all
and the
cater
food,
that one?
Yes, that was us.
The food was so good.
What was that night? Because it wasn't spaghetti.
No, we did barrel chicken. And wasn't that chicken good?
Just everything about it. Love. And I love the energy
of the
women that were volunteering. It was just a great feeling.
It's a good event, and our ladies get dolled up with their white shirts and black pants. They look good. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
And the guys were out back with the barrels cooking the chicken and the tri-tip, and I just can't think of a better way to cook
meat.
You
got a beautiful bar. Yeah.
Got the bar.
Yeah, I mean, it's lit, and it's all groovy. So Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser this Sunday, April 2nd, from 1 to 6, you can also eat in or you can take out.
We do a lot of takeouts. A lot of the law enforcement folks show up and pick up, and the fire, for those folks that are still working, they load up and they take it back to the stations and take them out, the officers in the field. And, of course, we're big supporters of law enforement. So a lot of to-goes, and a lot of kids show up to this, because the other thing we're doing is homemade cupcakes and brownies, and there's going to be a lot of Linda, for instance, she makes cupcakes that look like little baby chicks.
Oh.
With the beak and everything.
It's cute.
Kids love that.
I would love to see. Now,
why didn't you bring any today?
She's got all her stuff laid out in the kitchen. She's going to start making them so it'll be fresh for Sunday morning.
So let's talk about, this is a fundraiser, And this is to benefit. Let's talk about that, because people hear fundraiser, fundraiser. We do a lot of fundraising in Reading. And it all goes for great things. But this particular fundraiser goes for scholarship, for your scholarship fund.
Yes, that's exactly right. We generate funds so we could put out $2,000 or $3,000 scholarships. We are, and I got to tell you, sitting on the scholarship fund, I know that you've done it, gives you such pride and faith in the kids that come, because you look at the kids and what they've done in the community, their grades, and you're going, these are great kids. You wish you could give them all scholarships and help them out. But we try to get two or three scholarships out. We gear it towards those that want to follow a career in agriculture and the trades. Not every student wants to go to a four-year college. Some of them want to get learn a trade, whether it's law enforcement, fire, HVAC technicians, all those. So we try to get some local kids into those things, and we're very proud of that. And then we also, one of the things we're proud of that we use the monies for is a dictionary program. Every year we purchase student dictionaries, really cool dictionaries that used in the elementary schools. We've put out 3,847 dictionaries over the years for these kids. So we're proud of that too. So the scholarships and the dictionary program, that's what we'll use the funds for.
Fantastic. Love that. You know, there's pride in everything around that, is furthering education and helping. I mean, I love the fact that sometimes we've interviewed kids that come on the show and they said, I got $1,000, you know, sure help me with my books, or I got $1,000 from this. And these little implements, or these large, or these wonderful implements of monies from places like this event that's happening with you and the Grange and the Sons of Italy and all that stuff, really helps for kids to fulfill their dreams.
Exactly. And the scholarship program, the kids with the dictionaries, we go around and we see that there's some of these kids, whether the third graders or high schoolers, if there wasn't somebody like us, and I'm looking all of us around the table, helping them out, they wouldn't be able to do these things. Some of these, they need a little help. Whether it's a dictionary for a third grader, the teachers tell me this is the first book this child's ever had. And that's just good stuff. Yeah. So if you can make a difference, and I think we all do.
Right.
We're trying.
Well, the what's going on with the Sons of Italy, Sons and Daughters of Italy?
Pick a date. We're doing things all the time. And an interesting thing, this year, this January, was the 40th anniversary of the Sons of Italy Lodge being at the Reading Grange. Reading Grange has been there since they built a building in 52 and 83, the Sons of Italy. They were looking for a home. We started a lease. We've been doing that every year. It's a great partnership of folks. That allows us to do so many more things in the community.
Can you lease that out?
Rent it out for special parties?
First parties?
Oh, we used to, but right now, to tell you the truth, our calendar's so full, we can't squeeze, you know, it's hard to squeeze the data. We still do, for instance, a lot of class reunions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do some trainings down there. We're probably going to get ready to do some more first aid, AED training down there. But our own events between the Grange and the Sons of Italy, we're kind of booked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Reading Grange 446. At 4850 Cedars Road, easy to get to, is having their spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit the scholarship fund. It's going to be this Sunday at April 2nd at from 1 to 6 p.m. Eat in or take out. $18 per adult, $8 per child under 12 years old. Spaghetti with meatballs, salad and garlic bread, dessert cupcakes and brownies for $1. They're also having a raffle with lots of prizes. For more information, call our guest here, John, at 530-365-5978.
Thank you so much for having me in here this morning.
I hope that it's a great success. We'd be there, except we're going to be out of town this weekend.
The rest of you folks, if you're in town, great meal for great cause.
If we get back in time, we'll swing through there, so we'll have dinner.
We could always get one to go as you're passing through.
That's right. Okay, John, thanks very much. All right, let's take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. And you know what? I've gone down there and operated their equipment
their backhoes and all this. They've got them small ones. So you can take it into your backyard. Or you can – oh, God, these things are fun. You know, I drove it up and down the street digging holes in people's yards and for free. But then I charged them to fill them back up again. Anyway, you do it all. They do it local, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for a free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk free with our money back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Rocket Man. Rocket Man. All right.
I'm trying to stick to all the planet theme songs.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, because they line up tonight, right?
Thursday or Wednesday? It's sometime this week.
No, five.
That. Hey, this is time to get your astrologer on.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area
Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. To learn more about the program, call PSA2 Area on Aging at 530-842-1687.
Okay. All right, do you want to hear, like, news of the weird?
I've got one of those, too.
All right.
You first.
Okay, so a New York man who pretends to be a baby girl is accused of repeatedly breaking into a daycare center and stealing diapers and formula. Seems that the 65-year-old, I'm not going to mention his name, on February 18th, soon after he allegedly broke into the place is called Inspire. What he allegedly did, the director of the center told officials that the incidents began when an employee found $120 in a note, allegedly, asking if the daycare had an adult-sized diapers and if they would, quote, play along with him. Daycare staff found $200 and a similar note the following week. After the first incident, the director had a surveillance camera installed and notified law enforcement.
Please.
The surveillance system alerted staff of suspicious activity at the center. The director said the note included size for pants, shoes, bras, and dresses with the man, indicating he'd like to play as a baby girl and called himself Baby Danielle.
Wait a minute. How can they do that? Now, here's a guy declaring himself as feeling like he is a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how he identifies himself. And if he identifies himself as a baby Danielle, first of all, if you don't let him, you are taking away his civil rights. First of all, for him to feel like he's baby Danielle, one. Two, it's got to be some kind of gender bias because he is saying he is baby Danielle.
He's breaking and entering. So according to this,
well, baby Danielle is in problem. But see, how do you punish a baby?
How
do you punish a baby?
So I don't know.
You put him in the room.
I'm not. No, but I'm saying that if a grown man, okay, went into the bathroom, he pulled his pants down, put the diaper on, then put his pants over it, began running around out of the building, according to the report, later found that he had drank half the bottle of formula, used a bib, and stole three diapers. I think we'll close on that note. Too much of a visual on a Monday morning. I don't even know why I read it.
But there was
Why did I describe myself? There was a person
in Reading. Remember that years ago, this guy used to, he hired a nanny to take care of him and he dressed in diapers and
another huge crib.
No,
famous
I've got
story.
Another one. Well, that wasn't from Reading.
Oh, it was. We had a baby.
Well, that was,
yes,
that
a man
was.
Baby here.
But that one you're talking about is New York. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask
I'm disturbed.
How stupid can a newscaster get? Okay. Now you're thinking, well, Carl, you've set that bar pretty high. Yeah, but I tell you what, that bar was surpassed by a lady by the name of.
Don't say her name. Just say a lady.
Barbie Bassett. It's not from our. And she was on a local show, and she did something. She had to apologize.
Well, people make mistakes.
This was gone so far. She was talking about Snoop Dogg's latest business venture, Snoop Cali Blanc, his fourth wine in his successful Cali wine collection. And in the during the crosstalk of this, she said she repeated a famous Snoop slang saying for shizzle. But she used the word.
Oh, well.
The big. Yeah, she used the word. And that last part of the lyric, Snoop Dogg can say, but the blonde anchor couldn't. And so she is gone. But here's
really?
What I'm saying is, well, yeah. You know what? I don't even know what the last word is, really.
Well, I don't know.
With an N.
Okay. Well, then, of course, that was dumb.
Now? Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. So.
I hate to say that. I don't like to call people that word. Okay.
Well, you.
She made a huge mistake. You're right. They did the right thing. That was, you don't do that.
You mean you don't
I didn't
like even hear the word.
No, and I don't, and I didn't know that that was the, that went along with the, Snoop Dogg
that's
thing.
That's why I said okay. This raises the bar of being stupid. I mean, why would you even say that on the air? Much, I mean, you wouldn't even say it.
She's,
in, anyway, okay. Let's go to the phones. Stones. Hello.
Morning.
Morning. There's always a delay with the cell phone. Oh. Hey. Good morning, everybody. Hey, tomorrow, the Board of Supervisors meeting, a couple of very important items on voting to get in a new election system. And I want to remind everybody, a system does not mean electronic tabulation. We literally can have hand counting as the primary method of tabulation. And the only electronics we're likely to need are for the disabled voters. So please, everybody, show up tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be one of the most important board meetings that I think our county has ever had, because we're trying to reform our election system to the best of our local abilities. And or if you can't make it, make sure to email the board.
Let me ask a question here.
Yeah.
Do you feel like our election system is corrupt here in Shasta County?
That's a 1 or 2 hour show, which I'm happy to have with you, because I have the laws, I have the research, I've done it. Yes, it is the state election code. I have fraud ingrained in well over 90% of the laws. That's ingrained the fraud. So, yes, absolutely, the fraud is ingrained. So, one last thing real quick. I'm collecting names for people that are willing to do hand counting. We're going to present to the board the names and numbers of people that want to hand count elections. So please give me a jingle, 530-962-5168. Text or leave a voicemail. And we already have, I think we're getting close to 200. Hopefully by tomorrow it'll be 300. And we want to present that to the board. We absolutely have the people that are willing to hand count.
Now, is that just people, or is that Republicans or Democrats? Because don't you have to have one? Isn't it take four people to do a hand count?
So to answer your question, all registered voters, any registered voters, or if you plan to register by next election, please give me a jingle. And the answer, yes, minimum of four person per counting table. You have two vote counters. That's a check and balance. You have two vote recorders per table. That's a check and balance. So, yes, four per table.
Do the second group of people see the ballot too? Or are they just right?
Well, they're all at the same table, so they all see and hear what's happening at that table. But two do the counting and two do the recording.
So, if we get 60,000 votes, how long do you think that would take?
Well, we honestly don't know, but Kathy Allen, she does manual hand counting. She does the 1% audits, and then, so she has an idea of how long it takes a table of four, to count a ballot. And of course, it determines how many races are on the ballot. Is it five races? Is it 20 races? Of course, that changes.
All the propositions, all the other things that fall in. So, I mean, there could be 15 things on the ballot.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a minimum of 30 days to count hand count ballots, minimum of 30 days. So, and especially if we do it 7 days a week with everybody taking shift, I think I don't see a problem with that. I really don't.
Okay.
So thank you.
All right,
appreciate
thanks,
it.
Jones. Okay, also besides that, they're announcing who the new CEO is going to be. And it's going to be, unless something has come up in his background check, looks like Chris Reed's going to be the new CEO, and we'll try and get him on next week so we can ask him those hard questions.
I really am going back to this thing with Snoop Dogg, because I didn't know what that saying was. So there I am. There's my ignorance in not knowing his famous saying.
Well, why would you? I didn't know it.
All right.
Nobody would know it. I was just reading it.
Oh.
I mean, I shouldn't say nobody would know
it. I know it.
You know it. But why would a newscaster
just
say it?
Yeah. It's like a rote, because maybe she grew up in the era and people, I don't know. But the thing is that again is that politically, not just politically, but a sensitive charge of really trying to be aware of what you're saying.
Snoop Dogg probably didn't care. because Snoop Dogg being Snoop Dogg, and they're talking about his new wine.
But anyway, so going back, I just had to say that I wasn't really aware of the saying, and I'm
there
sure
you go.
That's not going to look good on her record.
She disappeared from the website overnight. Okay, what else we have here? Grand jury Wayne Trump indictment set to reconvene after chaotic sessions. I don't even know what's going to happen on this. Because they brought in witnesses that said their main witness against him is he cannot tell the truth under any situation. And all these other things, this has just been, if anything smacks of a political attempt to take somebody out of the race, this does. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Accusing the Kremlin of nuclear blackmail, Ukraine's government is calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. It's in response to Russian President Putin's plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's judicial reform plan has set off a firestorm of protest all across the country. Israeli newspaper editor Amir Tibon tells the BBC nationwide demonstrations are taking a toll on every level of society.
Tens of thousands of people were out in the streets, and by midnight it was hundreds of thousands all over the country protesting and calling on the government to stop this legislation. And this morning, while it's not official yet, we are hearing reports that the Prime Minister is indeed going to announce at least a temporary halt of this legislation in light of these very widespread and impressive protests that we saw last night all over Israel.
A federal disaster declaration approved for Mississippi, where weekend tornadoes killed at least 25 people, devastating the small town of Rolling Fork and some nearby communities. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says safety remains a serious concern in the hard-hit area.
I just really encourage everybody to remain vigilant, stay cautious. There is a lot of hazards within this debris. And unfortunately, there's been so much loss of life, which is just heartbreaking. But we often see additional injuries and additional loss of life after a disaster because of the type of hazards that are in this debris.
The death toll is 7, and Friday's powerful explosion that leveled a chocolate factory in West Reading, Berks County, Pennsylvania. The number of fatalities rose to 7 after 2 bodies were pulled from the debris, all of the missing now accounted for. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 132. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Australian government is on the verge of implementing new, tougher environmental regulations.
Previously, Australia was slow to embrace policies to tackle climate change, but a series of natural disasters has led to a shift in attitudes. The most eye-catching detail in this new deal concerns more than 200 of Australia's most polluting oil, gas and mining facilities. They'll have to cut their emissions by 5% a year until 2030. The accord was agreed by the governing Labour Party and the Greens, who had been holding out for tougher legislation. The Green Party said some new fossil fuel projects would now be unviable.
The BBC's Michael Bristow.
A nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier and its battle group have started exercises with South Korean warships hours after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles in apparent protest of the Allies' expanding military drills. Townhall.com. While President Biden is on the record as being opposed to capital punishment, his administration is pushing ahead with federal execution.
An Associated Press review of dozens of legal filings shows President Biden's Justice Department is fighting just as vigorously as Donald Trump's did to uphold the sentences of death row inmates. Attorney General Merrick Garland did impose a moratorium in 2021. Although the pause is lifted, Garland has not authorized any new death penalty cases and reversed 27, but there are dozens more capital punishment cases being pursued by the Justice Department. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Conference Board issues its monthly Consumer Confidence Report tomorrow. Analysts predict that the board's closely watched Consumer Confidence Index dipped this month to 101.3 from 102.9 in February. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Monday, the 27th of March, 2023, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Nathan's at the helm, and we've heard it's National Scribbling Day.
Yes, yes.
And also National
Paella.
Spanish Paella Day.
Paella.
And you know what? Paella is a, it's kind of a workman's lunch. Is what it is.
Workman's lunch?
Yeah. I mean, they make it out of so many different things, but it can cook all day and they can add things to it, but it's a working man's lunch.
So why is there seafood? Would it have been obviously coastal?
Yeah. There's some places. I make mine with seafood, but chicken.
Clams and
clams and mussels and shrimp.
Squid?
Yeah, squid. Well, I like to call it calamari, but it's squid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's squid. So,
sounds
anyway.
Delicious. I need to try it.
Make a pile of it,
yeah.
And it looks like I'll be making a pile of it here in July?
July.
Now? July.
We've redeemed it. The last year we tried to do the summer, and we ended up pushing it off to fall because there's 10 people that come, and what we do is we, along with the Hills, is we serve. We don't sit at the table. We actually serve them. It's a lot of fun, so we get to completely – decadently treat our friends who buy this dinner. Anyway, so Carl makes his paella changes because it's his mood. So, but it's always fabulous. And anyway, so he works all day. His name is Chef Raygon, by the way, Chef Raygon, with the full chef hat, and the chef coat. And it's a lot of fun. So we assume roles that night.
It can get messy in there.
That's right. And then I have to clean out in between the cracks the smell of fish the next day. It's fabulous. 39 degrees in the downtown studios, increasing clouds with a high of 56, overnight lows of 31. Now, we are under a wind advisory, frost advisory, and winter storm warning. Rain and tonight, rain and snow showers becoming all snow after 3 a.m., perhaps. With our overnight lows of 31 is what it is saying. We could have gusts up to 33 miles per hour. And new snow accumulation. Tuesday calls for snow showers before noon, then rain showers. Isn't this weird? It's just, I mean, you cannot, we just got to keep those turtlenecks and those boots and those heavy coats close by. Wednesday calls for a high of 49, showers and partly cloudy, then frost, overnight lows of 32. Wednesday night, Thursday, frost and mostly sunny with a high of 58, overnight lows of 41. And Friday, our highs of 54, chance of showers on Friday night. So it looks like we've got a beautiful day today, and then looks like we've got rain. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they serve seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned company. I was thinking about Chuck, by the way, because they did an insert in the newspaper this weekend about Vietnam, you know, Chuck was a helicopter pilot in the Vietnam era, and he goes back. He's such a wonderful person in the Kenny family. But when I think about how he has a calling of being able to take back Vietnam vets, and he's still with this group of people that are looking and forever look for POWs.
For MIAs.
Okay, MIAs.
MIAs. And in the Vietnamese government is helping them with that. But they have locations, and these are not small excavations. I mean, they dig out a lot of ground there, hoping to find parts of the helicopter, anything they can find. And, yeah, he does this on a regular basis.
Wasn't it fascinating, though, in that insert about how some feel or think, or maybe I'm not really sure, that some of those POWs, it's the reason I said that POWs were transferred from some of the camps to perhaps another part of islands, so they were lost in these travels. That was part of the very end section.
I did not see that part,
mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, I can't comment on that. The Record Searchlight is, of course, our paper here in town. As everybody has noticed, it's gotten a lot smaller. They've taken
No More Parade.
No More Parade magazine, which had shrunk down also. But I looked at the front page, because we get it on Sundays, and we like to sit there and read and discuss stories and stuff. The front page, they should just change the name of the Record Searchlight to the Benda Searchlight. Dave Benda had every story on the front page.
Well, it's just,
I don't know how many reporters, frankly, they have left over there. I know they have an editor, and they may have a couple. Ethan Hansen does a great job on sports. And I've got to get a hold of Ethan because I've got baseball season coming up here. But they are in the middle of this fight as their parent company, Gannett, has been cutting back thousands of people. CNN just cut back another 10% of their force. You're seeing all of these places Twitter, a few thousand more, Amazon, a few thousand more. And how many more are they going to be able to cut? Musk has already said, if you're not willing to work in the office, go find a job someplace else. He sent out a 2 a.m. tweet to all of his employees, said, I expect you to be here in the office this morning. And if you're not, you're not going to be here. So, because a lot of them are fighting about having to go back and work in an office where you can actually see them. This is, you know, the tech companies are in trouble. The Silicon Valley Bank, as we all know, crashed and is trying to be bought by another bank. They had like the 16th largest bank in the United States, and it crashed. And then two more also went down. It's amazing that you're looking at people or these banks, and they're supposed to be regulators if the FDIC. It's supposed to be coming out and checking this. And this has not been they've been doing the same practice of a higher valuation on bonds that they're buying. And then when people needed money, all their money was tied up in bonds they couldn't sell. So that caused caused a run on the banks. And in fact, there were several banks had people pulling lots of money out of them because they weren't sure. Because see, you're only insured up to $250,000, which means we just barely made it. And a little bit of humor there.
Yep.
Yeah, we just barely made it in that. Yeah, right. So if you've got $500,000 in it, $250,000 is insured. The other $250,000 isn't. And, you know, it's been $250,000 for, what, decades and decades. Maybe it's time to bump it up a little bit. I don't know. Now we're worrying about banks. Now we've got Ukraine. Now we've got the border. Now we've got high gas prices. It's when the lowest cost in town is $3.99 for gas. And where was it 2 years ago? Now, what causes that? What causes the price? Oh, it's the oil companies. They're taking massive profits. And yet when Newsom tries to say, okay, we're going to tax them on these windfalls, the pushback on that and what happens, even from his own party, made him stop. Okay, now we're going to do it a different way. But on the top of that, you know, they're hitting the oil companies. At the same time, they're pushing these electric cars. The cost, and they're saying, well, it only cost you $1.90 or something like that to fill your or to recharge your battery. Does it? Does it now? What happens when there's 40% of the cars on the highways or EVs? What's going to happen then? Trucks, now they're starting to make trucks that are EVs, but they're 2,000. They get an additional 2,000 pounds just for batteries. And when is somebody going to actually look at the real cost of building these batteries, the impact it has on the environment, the labor? I mean, they've got kids laboring out there. I mean, everybody is just kind of just ignoring that. Oh, I want an EV. I want an electric vehicle. And there's nothing wrong with having an electric vehicle, but at least acknowledge the fact that they are not saving the environment, and it's going to lead to how do you keep them all charged when just this past summer, Governor Newsom said, don't charge your cars during these hours. Well, what happens when you have several million of these on the road? What's going to happen then? How much is and where does that energy come from? Solar and wind doesn't do it. But I tell you something that does do it. Four Winds Jewelry.
Well, they, of course, we love to always open our segments and close our segments with sponsors that have been with us since day one. And we, of course, you know, in our weather, when we read about a lot of our different people that we've had for years, which is Four Winds Jewelry. We've been going to them for, 16 years? They did our wedding rings. We've sent several friends there through the years. They do the watch repair. They can take apart a watch, completely rebuild it for all of your jewelry needs. Locally owned. They're wonderful people. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Tell them we sent you. And that's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. program.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. With a hop potato, your commercial on hop. With a hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for detail.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at coolaprilnights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's coolaprilnights.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 27th of March, 8:20 in the morning, and 34 degrees out there.
Oh, my gosh. It's going down.
We're
going
to be getting rain.
It's going to be 31 tonight.
Yeah, rain and possibly some snow tonight. So be aware of that. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. People having problems getting insurance in their homes because of where they're building fire insurance. Call Judy Maxwell at 530-221-0441. She has gotten people insurance that were living in areas that are just, you know, are designed as, these are fire zones. And so their insurance gets canceled, even though they've never had a fire there. But Judy has lots of experience in this. She, her company, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two distinct groups, have been doing this since 1993, and you're not going to find somebody that's more knowledgeable than Judy Maxwell and her people. So give them a call, 530-221-0441. And our guest today is Elle from Ask Elle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you have a Tuesday night show that's garnering attention.
It's a hoot to listen to.
And people love it. You come on with Ron Lim, and you have another...
Yeah, Lenny Matthews is
Lenny
our
Matthews,
we know
right.
Lenny from
co-host. Yeah.
Exactly. That's
awesome.
Right, Lenny. Yeah. And so you bring to the airwaves situations with relationships, anything you can think of about, you know, human interactions.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got a website called Ask Elle, that's ELLE.net. I'm looking through there, but yeah. You've got your BA in psychology and that you see people. And we were talking about a little bit about at the break when you came in, you know, what it is for women, mature women, mm-hmm. to at the second part of your life or whatever part of your life, because I always look at that we've got chapters or a decade or whatever it is, to start to interact and maybe go into the dating world.
Mm-hmm. What is it like?
Yeah.
It's a challenge. I mean, you know, you, for me, you come through this whole, lifespan of being married. For me, I was married, a stay-at-home mom, raised my kids, and then I find myself divorced in my mid-50s and trying to figure out how to land, and then how, and then what is it like to date out there? And, you know, I feel like, I had a lot of really bad advice on what it was like to date. And so learning, you know, just learning to still go into, I guess for me to say, you know, I'm old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old fashioned. And so I take that perspective into even dating now. I take the old fashioned perspective into how I approach dates. And so,
can you imagine from the man, it's almost as if we're always so worried about being politically correct that we don't know, sometimes we stop from saying something in order to, for it to not to come out wrong, to be misunderstood. Whatever you're saying, you may have an open heart and say something. Oh, well, you said it, you said blue, a blue, well, blue could mean a lot of different things. I meant blue, not your idea of what you think your interpretation of when I said blue. Mm-hmm. That's just a weird analogy. But for men to go, should I open the door? Shouldn't I open the door?
Right.
Should I pull out the chair? Shouldn't I pull out the chair? I mean, is she gonna, you know what I mean? There's
yeah.
just so much of that stuff that gets in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's true. And I think when you're meeting people organically on the street,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
People, they may have that trepidation that you're talking about. I have my profile out on some dating sites. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very clear in there that I'm old fashioned. I appreciate a gentleman. I appreciate old fashioned values. So I kind of make it clear, and it's a holding space for them to know that if they ask me out, then we're already starting with that groundwork of
these aren't
these.
One night stands. Well, no,
no,
I mean, that's essentially,
but
that, when I hear old fashioned, it means I like to go out on dates and get to know somebody, and
yes.
this isn't just a one night stand
yeah.
deal.
It's here. Not a hookup.
Not
yeah.
a hookup.
Yeah, but you know,
I guess that's the correct term.
Well,
but,
I don't know what
it
is.
The correct term is Netflix and chill or something.
I don't know. I mean, when I have
Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to mention any names, but you know, somebody who is involved in my circle of
friends.
Well, I would say not really a friend, but you know that maybe I don't want to try to maybe just.
Why don't you just
services. Is of a different generation, and they are, like you say, they're on sites where they hook up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just a different, it's a whole different deal.
It is a different deal. There's a different, but I gotta tell you,
I'm glad I'm not in the younger generation hooking up like that.
I'm with you on that one. But I do have young women that come to my office for counseling, relationship counseling. And when I start to talk to them about the difference between feminine and masculine energy, and I start to talk to them about what it means to be masculine, that a masculine person, a masculine man, a truly masculine man, and I'm not talking about, first of all, I hate the term toxic masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
I truly feel like what's toxic is not having masculinity in our culture. If we're getting rid of masculinity, we're going to become a toxic culture. I am bold about saying that. I am bold about honoring men and their mm-hmm. masculinity, because masculinity is provider, protector, care. A truly masculine man is a giver. And so that person who's a giver is looking for somebody who's going to be a good receiver. And a good receiver is somebody that can say, oh, thank you so much, and can smile and can look joyful. Because the most important thing to a man is to feel like he has the ability to be successful on a date and making that person happy.
Mm-hmm.
So for us as women, it's really important to hold space for him to feel like he can make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he feels like men play to win. And if they feel like they can win at making you happy on the first date, then they're going to want to take you out on a second date. But if you're, boy, I'm getting into a lot of stuff here. I'm just going to dive in.
Yeah, please do. So, that's why you're here this
yeah.
morning. Because we want people, we wanted to bring you on the morning show to give a taste to our morning listeners on what you provide on Tuesday night. It's more than just dating advice.
It is.
You talk about, you're a psychologist, so you talk about a lot of different things about energy you're holding that's blocking you. Why are you not getting what you want?
Yeah. True. I mean, we cover a lot of different topics, and it's not just stuff that I know. I research things that look interesting to me, and then I'll share it on the show as well. But mostly what I bring to this show, what I feel like my 20 years of study in an attempt to save my own marriage, which I could, you know, my marriage failed, but I started learning this stuff, wanting to understand what I might be doing wrong, coming into a relationship out of the 70s with this whole kind of feminine confusion, feminist confusion. And that feminist confusion made it so that I was showing up not authentically to who I am as a woman and creating a lot of tension in the relationships. And so once I started studying that and started really learning, you know, for women, what we bring to a relationship, and a lot of us have forgotten it. We've forgotten this because the message out there in the world is confusing even us as women. But what we've forgotten, what we bring to the relationship is we bring a joyous spirit, a nurturing spirit, a kind spirit, we bring sensuality into the relationship. And that's not just, that's not sex, but that sense of sensuality. Those are feminine qualities that help the man step into his masculinity. When a man is showing up in his masculinity, they're happy, we're happy, and that masculinity, like I said, looks like provider, protector, giver, wants to make you happy. You have to know he truly wants to make, he's not behaving badly on purpose. There's misunderstandings that come up, and I cover a lot of that on the show as well. Some of the misunderstandings between when a man does this is what he means. We talked about that once before, going on a date. What going on a date looks like in masculine energy and feminine energy, and how just a simple date can go wrong so fast.
Wow. Okay, well, we come back more on that with Ask Elle Tuesday nights here on KCNR. She'll be here for the remaining part of our morning show. We do have tickets to give away.
We do, for the Sportsman's Expo this weekend, April 1st and 2nd. I have two tickets. Okay. I have three tickets to give away because somehow we've given away an odd number of tickets. So I have three tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. It goes April 1st and 2nd. These are $7 tickets. If you'd like to go and see all the great things, there are over 100 vendors there. And this is going to be a great show. I love going there every year. So give us a call, 530-605-4565 or 4567. Give us a call and you get three tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project.
Victory Powder Coating.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Right, welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, Carl and Linda Bott, and we've given all the tickets away. That's nice to see because the Sportsman's Expo is this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun, so enjoy. We love our community events here. That's a great show. With us this morning is Elle on Tuesday nights. Every Tuesday night, she's got a show here with Ron Lim and
Lenny Matthews.
And you talk about relationships, and you are a licensed psychologist, and you if you want to know about Elle, go to askelle.net. You're going to find out some information about why she got into what she's doing. And I love you've got a real personal, like almost a testimonial on to tell people about who you are. So I encourage people. Now, you on Tuesday night will talk a lot about relationship issues, men versus women, energy between men and women. Now, do you have two women or two men that come to you, same-sex couples?
I have had that. And if when I have a same-sex couple interested in getting some coaching, typically what I dive into is masculine and feminine energy in that relationship.
Right.
So most relationships, there has to be a balance. Mm-hmm. You typically don't have two, and I refer to them as hunters and gatherers.
Mm-hmm.
We have hunters, we have gatherers, and the hunters masculine energy, gathers feminine energy. And even in a same-sex relationship, there's going to be that balance. You have to have that balance because two hunters don't typically date. Hunters don't date hunters.
Right. So there's the yin and the yang.
Yes.
All right. So men on a date versus women on a date.
Hunters don't date the...
Yeah.
I was hunters running around down there.
He comes
by
out
the way,
over.
We have given away every ticket.
Yeah.
People, we were inundated. So the next thing I'm going to give away is part of our bills here that come to the station, and when I make the phone call, the first phone call to 605-4565 or 67 or 66, I will give you our rent for the month for you to pay.
Yes, and our yeah. Okay, so here's some topics. Men on a date versus women on a date.
Yes. And this is where I get into the hunter and the gatherer. And so when you have a hunter on a date, it looks very different than when you have a gatherer on a date. And here's why. Because men are single focused. And so when a man is on a date, and this is, let's just say this is when you're on a date, it's maybe a first date or a second date, and he's coming to pick you up. So you're going to be in the car with him. This is what's going on in the hunter brain. Okay, I'm going to go to her house and pick her up. And then I'm going to get from her house, and I'm now underway. And as I'm underway, I've got to get to the restaurant. And so he's focused. He's focused on going from her house, getting to the restaurant. He's focused on the drive. What that looks like to the gatherer, she gets in the car. He's single focused. She wants to connect. So, how are you and how was your date? Fine. Do you see that? Have you ever been to that place over there on the side of the road? And he's focused. He's driving. She's trying to connect. He's not really talking because he's focused. And then she's suddenly thinking, oh, no, he's not interested.
He's not into me.
He's not happy with me. And I'm going to tell you that the best thing, and I might get flack on this, but men, you can attest to this. I've asked a lot of men and women these questions. The nicest thing you can do for a man when you're on a date and he's underway is sit there and smile and look happy. And he is going to feel like, okay, I'm making her happy. She's happy on this part of the road because he's focused. He's focused on getting to the restaurant. And that focus doesn't stop. Once you get to the restaurant, then he's focused on getting inside the restaurant, getting a table, and then getting the table, and then making sure everything's set on the table. Then you've got the menus, and then you're going to order. He's not connecting, and she's wanting to connect. So what does she do? She's talking, and he's not really interacting. So what does she do? She talks more. We talk more, not just she, but we. So what happens then is at a point when he feels like, okay, we've ordered, we can put the menus down, then he will look up and focus and be, okay, so how was your day? So that's a clue for us to know at that point. He can't help himself. He's so focused on making the date a success. He wants to make sure everything's perfect. Everything's good. So just smile.
This
and
is
know
interesting
that he's trying.
That you're talking about this.
This
on
isn't
the,
just dating.
This is on the first and second date. But what I will say, now, I don't know if you're just trying to make me feel good. But we've been married 15, together 16 years, and he will say, I miss, what I miss when you're away is your chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, I don't know if it's not, if it's true, or you're just saying that, because we do have a tendency, I mean, I have a tendency to just do, like you're talking about, see that restaurant over there, oh, but talk about people. This thing and, you know, like all these, just talk, talk, talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they are single-minded. You're right. Yes.
Yes. And that works for men, and men understand that about each other. But for women, when we talk to each other like that,
mm-hmm.
we don't like you.
Well, let me tell you.
If a woman is giving another woman single-syllable answers, that's her clue to go away.
Yeah.
Well, that's why men can drive for hours together and not say a word, and then but nobody gets their feelings hurt. I don't think that, Ted, when I'm driving down, when we drive down to Pahrump and we're driving for hours together, I don't think Ted doesn't like me, and he doesn't think I don't like him if we don't say anything for
that's
an hour.
A great
because,
trip.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it is.
Good time.
Here's a meme that is absolutely true.
Oh no!
Her back's turned to her husband or mate, and she goes, "He doesn't love me anymore. He hasn't said anything to me." They're in bed together,
yeah.
And she goes on and on. Then then you look over to what he's thinking. Harley didn't start today. Wonder what's causing that.
He's probably.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
or,
you know.
Or, damn, 49ers lost today. Does that take them out of the playoffs? That's what we're thinking. It's not got nothing to do with I don't love you anymore. It's just that I have other things on my mind. I know it's hard to believe that everything on your mind's not on my mind. Plus,
what do you
we
think
get
of that?
Into the boxes and the spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah, the boxes and the spaghetti. Yes. So, and part of what men can do is men can compartmentalize things and put them away. Single focus.
True. Yeah.
They're single focus. Mm-hmm. So, but this is a phenomenal survival mechanism for a hunter because emotionally he cannot be sidetracked while he's focused on whatever it is he's got to do. And a man has the ability to filter out anything not related to what he's focused on in the moment. So whatever he's got his spear or his focus pointed at, he can filter out any information that's not part of whatever result he's trying to produce. And for men, producing a result, being productive, that's having success at being productive, that is where their safety is. And for women, our safety is in our ability to make connections. Our identity is developed from the success we have at an early age at being able to make connections. And a lot of our mental health issues as women come from that inability to make healthy connections and that sense of safety when we're young.
Okay. Do you have a finishing thought there, because we have to take a break.
Oh, no, that's good. It's a good place.
Okay.
We've got more questions and insight with Elle when we come back.
If you have not heard their show on Tuesday nights at 6, I tune in and because, one, it's funny. I mean, they're funny when they're talking about it. I mean, it's humorous, not funny, but humorous in examples and all of these things. And I've sat there and I'm trying to call in. I didn't have my phone. I was on my way out to the horse one night. I didn't have my phone. And it was like, I've got an example. I have an example. But I couldn't have my phone. About things that men say and things that women say that mean totally, even though the same subject, mean totally different things. This portion of the show brought to you by a great spot for the masculinity part of your body and your psyche for men is Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue. It is a barbershop. It's not a salon where you can get your hair styled. No, you get your hair cut. This is a barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business. They give great haircuts. I've never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointment, so I have some, you know, I have
quiet
stability
time
in my life. I go, I want to come in tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Okay, I got an opening. Come on in, get my hair cut, catch up on what's going on around there, and off I go. It is a barbershop. It is man's last stronghold. Let me say this. Man's last stronghold there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Like I said, they work by appointments, 530-244-9478. You ought to just go in there and just sit there for a while, Elle. And then
no.
You could get a whole show out of just a half an hour in there.
No.
Except Linda says,
nope.
Don't do that.
Nope.
Why?
Because it's your moment, it's your man's moment to sit there and have like man time, all right?
It's
we get
time.
That, don't we, Elle?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not.
Yeah, and you know, that's something we can
I'm
talk
okay
about,
with
the
that.
The man cave, the brain cave.
Totally okay with that.
There we go. Okay, we'll be right back.
Millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
This is Mandy Bearns with Shasta Beam high-speed internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high-speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for a free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in our studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Okay. Hey, it's Monday, the 27th of March, 8:50 in the morning, 35 degrees out there. It's going to get down lower to 31 tonight. Snow, possibly, and rain. No matter what it looks like right now, it's nice and sunshiny out there. It is Portion Show, brought to you by Redding Regional Chapters of Safari Club International. It's time for their 29th annual banquet. It's going to be Saturday, April 29th at Wind River Event Center. It starts at 5 p.m. for reception and games, 6:30 dinner, auctions and drawings. These things include guns, hunts, hunting and outdoor gear, artwork, specific items for the ladies, all at the 29th annual Safari Club International, Redding Regional Chapters. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. For more information, call Scott at 530-221-4650 or sciredding.org. And we're here with Ask Al, Tuesday night stalwart of our 6 p.m. shows, she and Ron Lim and Lenny, and we're talking relationships, and that's what they do. And if you have not heard the show, do yourself a favor. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m., tune in. You're going to love it. So,
yeah, it's
now,
time.
Yeah, it's a, we were talking about all types of things about how men are focused on stuff and how we can,
Nathan's in there laughing.
How men can focus on things, and that becomes, that's what they're thinking of. Where women are being the nurturers and the gatherers and all this, can, their whole thing is relationships. And fixing things and that, where men are, where, you know, by your DNA, you're the hunter. That explains why you're the one that holds the remote.
Okay, let's talk about the remote.
Let's talk about the remote.
And, you know, I love talking about this because I think it's one of the biggest misunderstood reasons why a man holds the remote. And because a man has a very close relationship with his own needs. And he's laughing.
Nathan's in there falling on the floor.
Okay, go ahead. And what he chooses to put his time toward. A man values his time. And for him to make a decision about what he's going to put his time on. And so you see the man and he's holding the remote and he's flipping through the channels and flipping through the channels and flipping through the channels. And he might say, there's nothing on. Well, what he's really saying is there isn't anything that I found that's worthy of my time that I want to focus. Because he's focused. Even when he's watching TV, he's focused. When he's watching a game and he's watching his favorite game playing, he's connecting with, are they going to win or lose? You know, women connect to our shows. We're emotionally, we get to sort of live into that moment and feel something. We like to feel something. But men hold the remote. Typically because they are looking for something worthy of their attention. Am I right? Am I close?
Yeah. You know, and the other thing, too, is men, even though we're focused on things, it makes Linda crazy if I'm reading and watching a show. Because I can read and watch a show. Because most shows, even though we want to watch something we like, we can do two things. And where Linda thinks, well, you're not being with me if you're reading.
If you're looking at TikTok.
Yeah.
You're not looking at TikTok.
I don't belong to TikTok. I don't belong to Twitter.
Well, whatever. You're not Facebook
Reels.
Yeah, but
she wants me connected to her.
We want you to connect with us. And when you're focused on something, it feels like you're not connected to us. We want to feel you. Because that's what we do as women. We're present in the moment.
Let's go to Dolores. I have a question for our guest.
Hi. Here's my question, and I think it's kind of funny, but I'm actually a hunter, okay? And it is very, I don't think that I could, were able to just accept any kind of man in my life because I think that it's so much work into having a relationship because I am a hunter. Either they do what I say kind of thing, from right and wrong. So if I think they're wrong, I think I'm right, I won't go there. So is there something else besides a hunter that you think you could find somebody who's higher than you that is going to, you know, be compatible?
Well, it brings me to a couple of thoughts around you, Dolores. And one is, I'm talking really in general and generalities, and there's a spectrum for all of us. And you could either one of two things. You could be a woman that has a lot of masculine energy, and so you're going to want to find a man that has more feminine energy. Or the second thing, and I tend to think this is more often with women than not, is there's been a lot of, in your background, in your childhood, perhaps some trauma or issues that have come up. And as women, what happens when we don't feel safe, especially growing up, we develop a high level of anxiety and distress. And the way that we manage that is to be controlling. And controlling is a very masculine trait. And so this could be a coping mechanism of yours, or you could have just come out of the gate with more masculine energy than what would be for the typical woman. So that if you were coming into my office, that's probably the first thing we would explore is, you know, where, yeah. So, you know, there are those women that do more of the masculine things, and then you find a man that is more on the feminine scale. You have to have that balance. Thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
And we only have just about 3 minutes left. It's flown by. But the point is that I think there's somebody out there for every person. Mm-hmm. And, yes, you know that there's women who are complete gangbusters.
Yeah.
And they have their mate is somebody who balances them on whatever that energy is.
Yes. And that's really the first thing we try to sort out. If you're in my office, if you have more masculine energy as a woman, then what is it you're going to be looking for in a man and help them realize who they are and who they need to balance them out?
So you do a lot of coaching.
Yes.
That's your primary.
Yes.
And quickly, for our listening audience, you are in Reading and you have a private practice.
Yes.
As well as your Tuesday night show. And also you're working at the...
I'm no longer with the New Life Recovery. We've just started a new nonprofit and we are launching our own transitional housing, sober living and recovery program.
Fantastic.
And so that is called New Life Discovery Project. It's in its infancy. We've just acquired some facilities last week, and so we're moving forward with that. I'm the program director, so I'm writing the curriculum for it. Tim Weatherald is the CEO, and so that's going to be probably launching in about a month.
Oh, we'll have you back on
Absolutely.
That. But how do people get a hold of you in your practice?
So I have my number is so easy I've kept it. It doesn't have a Reading area code. My number is 707-499-8999. And you can get a hold of me with that number. Send me a text. Leave a message. I'll get back to you.
And you can go online as well and look, read more about Ask L. That's ELLE.net. And find out every Tuesday night here at 6 p.m. on KCNR. A great show.
And tomorrow, Haven Humane joins us along with a couple other guests. Everybody, hey, it's rain and snow, possibly tonight. Rain for sure, snow possibly. So be careful out there, and God bless America.